maybe having it for a bit. Planet Earth, so big and green, spinning like the wheels on a slot machine. Oh, man.
Well, thanks for tuning in. This is Matt Santos with the Mile High Show. You are listening to episode 123, and this will be a solo cast. At least it looks like it will be from this time frame. I want to apologize for not being as consistent as I could be as of late, but my secular job has been keeping me pretty busy. There's a lot going on to pay the bills, so that is taking most of my attention as of late. But I've got some nice interviews scheduled. That's what I was doing this evening, was going around booking some future guests and some future events that I will be reporting on. And I encourage you to stick it out. Excuse me, stick it out with me as we enter into year three of the Mile High Show. Each and every week, we try and put out a show worth listening to, just to update you on the comings and goings of not just the Prescott, Yavapai County area, but all over the state of Arizona. We've got some shows scheduled down in the Phoenix area with some of the comedy clubs and some of the comedians and entertainers down there, as well as some of the favorites that you know and love from the Prescott Quad City area. Tonight I am recording at Far From Folsom, a regular spot for us to record, and I was going around and I checked. I had to set up a couple of interviews in and around Prescott, and then I wanted to find a spot to sit and record this episode 123. So I chose this spot. There's a good friend of mine and a friend of the show, Matt Hinshaw, is here with some of his coworkers from the Bergamini Real Estate Group. So he texted me, and I decided to come on over and meet up with him and his crew. They are well into a fun-filled evening over there on the other side of the bar. One of the things I wanted to bring to your attention is to just get out and about on the road. That's one of the things we at the Mile High Show try and promote. That's one of the reasons we started this show, is to encourage people to support the local artists, local entertainers, musicians, and the venues that support them. Of course, Far From Folsom being one of them. Every other Wednesday, upstairs in the loft, Danny Romero hosts a singer-songwriter night. So every 2 weeks there, check out his Arizona Territories Band fan page on Facebook, as well as his Danny Romero Music website, DannyRomeroMusic.com. For those dates, he is up here every other Wednesday recording up in the loft, featuring some of the greatest and most talented singers and songwriters from this area. And, of course, Danny himself heading out every show on the mic, strumming his guitar. One of the other guests we have lined up is Dave Manning, who I don't really know. I met this evening for the first time. He was playing at the Thumb Butte Distillery, and they are a big supporter of local music and local visual artists in our area. Check out, ThumbButteDistillery.com is their homepage. Links to their social media, Instagram and Facebook, are right on there. But Dave Manning is incredibly talented. What first caught my eye with Dave Manning was when I saw the post for his show tonight. He was in Cottonwood earlier this week. He was Prescott tonight. He'll be at the Raven Cafe this coming Thursday, and we are hoping to sit down with him on Friday. We kind of tentatively set that up. But what caught my eye about his post was his mode of transportation. He has a beautiful, beautiful classic VW microbus that he travels the country in, and he spends the winters in this area. So he'll be in and around the Verde and Prescott area for much of the next couple of months. But I can't tell you how much I enjoyed listening to him play at the Thumb Butte Distillery. DaveManning.net is where you can find out his information, pick up his CDs, and I haven't recorded it yet, but I think the intro for today will be, the intro music will be a mix between either Dave Manning and the Cheek Tones or just Dave Manning. I'm gonna steal some of his music. He's described as a blend of himself and different folk and boogie-woogie and blues and a little Tom Waits thrown in. And for those of you that know me, you know Tom Waits is probably my favorite musician and songwriter and character of all time. I love listening to Waits, and Dave definitely has that same feel, that same growl, that same devil-may-care attitude when he's behind the piano. Just beautiful songs, beautiful voice, and beautiful music. So check out DaveManning.net. That's where you can see links to all his stuff and order a CD, go see him in person and pick up a copy. He will be at the Raven Cafe this coming Thursday, which is blah, blah. Let me pull up my calendar here. That is great, great podcasting when you have dead air. Let's see. Dave Manning will be at the Raven February 2nd, and you can pick up copies of his CD there. And hopefully on the 3rd for the following week, episode 124, we'll be sitting down with Dave. If not for 124, for one coming up in the future. But check him out, DaveManning.net, and support him as a locally based but traveling musician. I think you said his parents live out in the Verde. So that's why he travels through here. He spent a lot of time up in Alaska. I'm looking forward to hearing in depth some of his stories. And like I said, what caught my eye was his bus on his posters, on his Facebook post, announcing tonight's show at the Thumb Butte Distillery. It's just a beautiful bus, and it gave me that feeling of a troubadour out, you know, roaming the countryside, playing music, and that's exactly what he does. I got a chance to very briefly talk with him today, and he graciously gave me a couple of CDs, so I will be listening to those, and like I said, putting hopefully one of those on as the intro, either the intro or the outro to this episode. So look in the show notes, and it'll have links to his info. Speaking of road trips, that's kind of what Dave Manning does. Today's episode is brought to you by Audible. Use that Audible link at milehighshow.com. And you can choose from over 180,000 titles, audio titles, books, radio programs, magazines, lectures. 180,000 titles you can choose from, and you get one for free, as well as a free 30-day trial at Audible using the Mile High Show link at milehighshow.com. You make your choice. You sign up. It doesn't cost you a dime. You get a free download and a free 30-day subscription by using the code MILEHIGH at checkout. And one of those collections you can get, one of those audio downloads you can get, is NPR Road Trips. It is a collection of stories from the NPR world talking about things like hitting the road and family vacations and all kinds of stuff. Let me pull up the description here. It is frequent stops at pop culture meccas and unforgettable encounters with humans of singular interest. The NPR Road Trip series introduces you not only to far-off locations and unusual destinations, but to the people who inhabit them. Locations, real people, real histories, in thought-provoking, imaginative, and entertaining ways that you have come to expect from NPR. Family vacations, roadside attractions, postcards from around the globe on NPR Road Trips Collections, which you can get for free by using that Audible link at milehighshow.com and using the code MILEHIGH at checkout. that's one way you can support the show. You like how I snuck that ad in right in the middle of my discussion? Ad number two, Amazon. Use that Amazon link at milehighshow.com. It doesn't cost you anything extra, but it allows you to support our show by letting Amazon know you got there through us. They give us a little kickback every month. And that's a way we can do things like pay for drinks for Dave Manning, pay for gas to get to gigs, buy Matt Henshaw food when he sits in on the show, all that good stuff. Use the Amazon link and use the code MILEHIGH at checkout when you use the Audible link, and you can get that free audio download, NPR Road Trips collection, or any of the 180,000-plus audio downloads they have there. Okay, commercial's over. Most recently, a couple weeks back, we had a show with Les Lyman sitting in with myself, Anton Teschner, and Drew Hall while they were talking about their latest release, Next Chapter. And I picked up my copy of that the other night at one of their performances. Dynamite, dynamite release. Phenomenal. So look for the Drew and Anton duo playing in and around Prescott, but pick up that release from them, Next Chapter. The reason I bring that up is just before coming over here to Far From Folsom, I stopped in. I left Thumb Butte Distillery, where I was watching and listening to Dave Manning, and I popped into the Raven Cafe, and the Cheek Tones, featuring the fine guitar playing of Drew Hall, were just taking the stage at the Raven, and they are they're just the most incredible band to see. They are at Raven tonight. They're at Thumb Butte. Well, by the time you hear this, it'll be a couple of days ago, but they are playing. They are one of the hardest working and most frequently performing bands in this area. They play here in Prescott, out in the Verde, and frequent trips down to Phoenix. Check them out at cheektones.com. That's cheektones.com, led by Don Cheek, with the incredible guitar playing of Drew Hall. So who did I miss? We got Far From Folsom. Folsomyard.com is where we're sitting right now. That's the Far From Folsom's website. ThumbButteDistillery.com, a great supporter of local artists and local musicians. DaveManning.net, all kinds of good stuff going on. In the next few weeks, we're going to be sitting down with some comedians from down in the Phoenix area and possibly planning a trip out to California. We've been wanting to do that again. We were out there in September for Steve Simone's CD recording at the Comedy Store in La Jolla, California, near the San Diego area. But we're going back out to Los Angeles to meet up with Steve and hopefully sit down with him again and a couple other comics and do a little tour of the world-famous Comedy Store in Hollywood, California, right there on the Sunset Strip. And we're planning that hopefully in the next couple of months anyway, but in anticipation of that, we'll be sitting down with some comics in the Phoenix area, visiting some of the clubs down there. I was down at the Tempe Improv this past weekend, setting a couple of those up, and in dialogue with a couple of club owners just this afternoon. So look for some of those coming up, as well as what else we got? Oh, the Bird City Comedy Festival coming in April to the Phoenix area. There's a link. There's going to be links on our Facebook page there for all the submissions and the schedules and all that good stuff. We were there last year, had a ball at the Bird City Comedy Festival. Again, this is going to be a shorty. I'm going to wrap up here in a few minutes. One of the main reasons why I'm even doing one tonight as opposed to just letting a week slide is that was one of the commitments I made to myself when I started this back in 2014, was I needed to make sure I could physically do this podcast every week, and I've been fairly consistent. There's been three or four weeks where I either had to run a rerun or I skipped, but out of 2 years and some odd months, three or four times dropping the ball, I count that as a pretty good batting average. one of the reasons why I am really pushing to get one launched every week is because the podcast radio network is has been for the last several months picking up our show and rebroadcasting it on FM radio bands as well as internet on the East Coast and, of course, internet worldwide. Each and every Sunday, they run basically a radio station online, which is live streaming of a lot of different shows in and around the country. And the Podcast Radio Network is the name of that, podcastradionetwork.net. And they run us every Sunday at 5 p.m. or 5:30 p.m. Anyway, check out podcastradio.net. They're struggling right now. They lost some sponsorships, and they could use your help. So go to podcastradio.net. There's a little donate PayPal button there. Give them a buck or two. Give them $1, $2, something, because they are really pushing independent and small podcasters like myself. There's plenty of audience out there for the biggies, the Joe Rogans, the Mark Marons, the Adam Carollas, all those big, huge, monster podcasts that are out there. But the independent guys like myself, like everybody else there on podcastradionetwork.net, we're on our own. So we rely on you, the listeners, to tell others about us and about what you hear and about the artists we sit in and talk with, like Dave Manning, like Don Cheek and Drew Hall, and Anton Teschner and Danny Romero, and the smaller businesses who can't get the radio play like the biggies can. So we encourage you to let folks know about us. Spread out where you hear us and support those shows that bring you the independent artists that that you like to hear from, that you know personally. So I think that's going to wrap it up. We're going to have, like I said, the intro and outro music will be a combo or a mixture of the Cheek Tones and Dave Manning. Again, let's plug away a little bit, davemanning.net. You can see him next Thursday at Raven Cafe, at the Raven Cafe in Prescott. Let's see, what is their website? They're on Facebook, Raven Cafe Prescott on Facebook. The Cheek Tones, cheektones.com, davemanning.net, and thumbbuttedistillery.com. So get out there. Again, this is a shorty, just making my commitment, making sure John from Podcast Radio Network doesn't have to email me and yell at me for not having an episode up this week. So check out those local artists. Get out. Listen to some music. Get down to Phoenix. Go watch some comedy. Go up and down Whiskey Row and hit up and buy food and drink from the businesses that support local artists like Dave Manning, the Cheek Tones, Drew Hall. And stop by Far From Folsom at FolsomYard.com and buy yourself some food. Thanks for tuning in. I hit an episode. That was my goal. Episode 123 is done. 122 and a half, I think I'll call this. But stay tuned. In future weeks, we'll have some updates from and interviews with some of our local artists. Thanks for tuning in.